Make a presentation tonight. We are so happy to have Brother Jason Griffin, a part of the Pentecostal Church of God ministerial family. And we would like to present to him his certificate and his card here tonight. Brother Jason, I haven't known him very long, but the very first time that I met him, I just loved him. I just tell you, I love his spirit, and I just love his passion for God. And I believe God's going to use him in a wonderful way. And I want you to give him a good hand. Would you please? Appreciate your pastor so very much, Brother and Sister Horton. And we started ministry together a long time ago, and we're both getting old. In fact, we're so old we carry pictures of Jesus in our wallet. And when we got started, there wasn't but 17 books in the Bible. But we've got older, but it's been good. And we've grown in ministry together. And I love Brother and Sister Horton. They are so special to my wife and I. We have so many memories. And God has been good to us. And I once was young, getting a little older. I remember the days when I was young, when I was dark-headed, when I was skinny and good-looking. And now I'm just good-looking. But God never fails us, does he? And how many knows that when we embark on this journey, we make a lifelong commitment to cross the threshold one of these days and meet the Lord and give an account of what we've done with our life. Brother Horton, I believe we can both look back and we can say to the Lord when we stand before him, you know, we may have not been perfect and we may have faltered and failed along the way, but the bottom line is we gave God the best that we had. And that's all we can do is give him the best that we have through these years that we have on earth. Amen. I want to speak to you just for a few minutes tonight from the book of Genesis chapter number 29. And I would like to speak to you on something I just really feel compelled in my spirit to talk to you about tonight. Amen. Let's look at it together. Genesis 29 and verse number 35. Just one verse of scripture. And she conceived and bare a son, and she said, now. Everybody say now.
Now
will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left barren. You may be seated if you would like. Father, we love you today. We thank you for the word of life. We thank you, Lord, that you are our strength. You are our source and our resource. We praise you, God, for what you're going to do. Let this message drill into somebody's heart tonight, and let it be a blessing and encouragement to somebody here tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, amen.
You may be seated. Have you ever felt so handcuffed by your situation that you could not praise God for your circumstances? I believe we all have. Jeremiah 33 and 11 said, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who will say, praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Yes.
And of those who bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. That's what we've done tonight. For I will cause the captive of the land to return as at the first, saith the Lord. Notice what God says when a person begins to offer the sacrifice of praise unto God. In essence, he says, I am going to free the captive to return to their land of blessing when they begin to praise the Lord. And I believe tonight that God wants us to be free so that we can return to our land of blessing. Now the text that I read to you tonight, the word tells us Leah gave birth to Judah. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. What time and what season are you in? Whatever season you are in tonight, you can say, now will I praise the Lord. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, I'm going to praise the Lord. Now, we all go through all kinds of seasons, don't we? We all go through all kinds of seasons, and we understand that in the natural. We go through springtime of planting. We go through summertime of waiting. We go through fall of harvest, and we go through the barren time of winter. And I gotta be honest with you tonight. I'm not crazy about the winter time. I'm not crazy about the winter time. It gets cold, and I get chilled to the bone in the winter time. And I just don't get excited about the winter. Now I know it got cold here, but it got cold down where we live, and it got down this winter a couple of days to about 6 degrees. In December, and it was so cold down there that the hens were laying eggs standing up. I mean, it was cold. Starbucks was selling coffee on the stick, and the snowman knocked on our door and wanted to know if he could come inside. I'm telling you, it was cold. My hands froze, and my feet froze, and every muscle of my body ached. And my wife and I gathered around the refrigerator just to stay warm. But we also know that in life, in spiritual life, we go through experiences of winter time. And those winter experiences that we have, we must all face. The sun doesn't shine in our personal world every day. Now, if you notice the word praise, in verse number 35 is the word yada, which means to extend the hand toward Jehovah. That's what the word praise means. And it's kind of, it just seems to make sense that when we praise God and you really get into it, you just start finding your antennas start to raise. Yeah. Amen. Your hands start becoming extended to God when you begin to praise Him. It's tough to praise God with your hands in your pocket. Right. And when it really gets in your spirit, your antenna starts raising to God. Hallelujah. Now this reference is the very first time that this word yada is found in the Bible. Now to fully understand the context of Leah's praise, you have to understand that Leah was not the choice of Jacob. Now please understand, in the day of the Old Testament, what's it like today? Back then they had more than one wife. And it was okay just to have one wife, and you had another wife, and that's just the way that it was back then. They've not read the scripture yet that said, no man can serve two masters. And so they had two wives, and sometimes they had many more than two wives. And this woman, Leah, she suffered great rejection and suffering. Mm-hmm. She named her first son Reuben, which means see a son. She named her second son Simeon because the Lord had seen that she was hated. It seems and it appears to be that the naming of her son Reuben and Simeon was a vengeful thing. You know, like, na 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 na, I got a little boy, you don't have one. That's almost what it seems like. She was poking at her sister Rachel, who was barren and had no children. She named her third son Levi, which means attached. Again, he was mama's boy that was attached to her, and she hovered over him and protected him. But oh, ladies and gentlemen, there came a difference in that fourth boy that was born. She had been praising God because he had blessed her with children, but now she was about to enter a new dimension at the birth of Judah. from her problems, her focus moved on her own pride and what she had to her love for God and her thanksgiving for the Lord. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. Now, Psalm 34 and 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. How should we often should we praise the Lord? Well, the word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. I, through my life, have seen many people praise God for their blessings. I've seen people praise God for their healing and for their financial blessings and for God doing this and for doing that. But I don't know that I've very seldom heard anyone stand up and say, I want to praise God for my problems. I want to praise God for my struggles. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, it is our troubles and our trials that make us strong. It is the difficulties of life by which we grow. We don't grow when times are good. We grow during those difficult times. Yes, when we learn to hit our knees with tears rolling down our face, and we know it's time to praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to praise God when the blessing comes. Praise him before the blessing gets there. Magnify and lift up the name of the Lord. He said in Psalm 34, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
Yes.
When you magnify something, you don't make it big, you see it big. Right. And when you magnify God, you don't make him any bigger than what he is, but you begin to see God a whole lot bigger than what the problems are that you face.
Yes.
So Judah became the tribe of praise. Every time they would go into the battle, they would send Judah first. Judges 20 and 18 said the children of Israel arose and went to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, which of us shall go first to battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, Judah shall go first. I'm not going to take time to go into the background of these verses, but I'm telling you, in a difficult day, he said, who are we going to send first? And they said, or the Lord said, send Judah first. In 2 Samuel 19 and 43, and the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, we have 10 parts in the king. We have also more right in David than ye. Then why should you despise us, that our advice should not be to bringing back our king? And then Judah was the very first tribe to bring back David as the king of Israel. And the message of that is that we should always send praise first. Regardless of what our circumstances are, we ought to lift our hearts and lift our antennas and praise and magnify the Lord, for he is good.
Amen. Yes, right.
Hallelujah. Remember, when they moved from place to place, they would travel and they would pack up their tents and the tabernacle. And when they would go to a certain place, the pits where they could find water for their herds, the tribes of Israel would locate around the tabernacle. The tabernacle was the center of Israel's life. And the church ought to be the center of our life, not the ball field.
Amen. Yeah, come on. Yes, sir.
Let that soak in just a little bit. I'm not against playing ball. As a matter of fact, I played basketball when I was in school, and I sat on the bench so much they treated me twice a year for termites. But be that as it may, I want to tell you that the ball field is not the center of our life. The house of God is the center of our life. And it was with the nation of Israel. They would pitch their tents around the tabernacle, and over on this side would be the tribe of Simeon, and over here would be the tribe of Naphtali, and over here the tribe of Manasseh and the tribe of Gad, and all of the 12 tribes would locate around the tabernacle. But ladies and gentlemen, right directly in front of the door that you would enter into the holiest of holies, and the place where God God would meet with his people was the tribe of Judah, the tribe of praise. The symbolicness of that is that when we enter into the presence of God, we enter in through praise. Hallelujah! We enter into his courts with thanksgiving and with praise in our heart. And when the church rises and begins to praise God, God will begin to move in our service.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, how can I praise God now? Number one, praise him in song.
Yeah.
James 5:13 said, is there any among you afflicted? Let him pray.
Yes.
Is there any merry? Let him sing songs. Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what he said, giving thanks or praise always for all things. All things. Everybody say all things. It doesn't matter what comes your way. You may not realize it, but that tough time that you're going through, it may be there for your benefit. It may be there to bless you or to allow someone to see how you deal with your trouble. And it become a testimony to them to turn their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. We should sing our psalms and praise him in song. Colossians 3:15-16. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That means in the Greek, let it serve as an umpire to which you have also been called in one body. Be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You say, but Brother Redding, I can't sing. Well, maybe you can't. Maybe when you sing, your wife or your husband makes you stand on the back porch where the neighbors won't think that you're beating them. Maybe you can't sing. Maybe you're not very good at it. But I'm telling you, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We should lift our voices. We're not singing unto people. And when you worship God in church, you're not singing unto people. You're singing unto the Lord. It's he that hears our psalms of praise. It's he, and we magnify him. And I can't tell you how many times that I have seen God begin to move when folks will begin to open up and let her fly and let God move in their song. I've seen God come on the scene and bring healing and a touch from him before we ever ask for.
Yes, amen.
So praise him in song. Number two, praise him in the midst of trouble. Psalm 138, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise him in the midst of your troubles. A fellow that was known to drink real heavy, he was having, and somebody asked him why he did. He said, well, said, I drink because it just helped me to drown my troubles. And one day somebody asked him a question, said, how come you still drinking after you've already drowned? And he said, oh, you don't know my troubles. They swim real good. Amen. And when I think I got them drowned, they pop back up again. So I got to go back and hit the bottle. I'm telling you, hitting the bottle will never help anything.
That's right.
But praising God will. When you begin to magnify the Lord, I'm telling you, God will be a present help in the time of need. I believe it, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, I'm telling you, if God helped Barney Fife get out of problems, he'll help you get out of your problems.
Yeah.
If God made a way for Gilligan to get off of that forsaken island, he'll make a way for you to get off of your island of despair.
Come on.
If God helped Festus Higgins get rescued in the nick of time by Matt Dillon, God will rescue you in your trouble.
Yeah, amen.
If Lucille Ball survived in spite of her big mouth, God will help you survive in spite of your big mouth. Don't anybody turn and look at your wife then. If God made a way for the Dukes of Hazzard to escape Roscoe P. Coltrane, then he'll help you escape the enemy of your soul. If the Lone Ranger could escape the band of crooks that were out to get him. God will take care of you and keep you from the crooked devil that's out to get you. I believe we ought to praise him in everything, give thanks. We ought to magnify the Lord. Amen. Praise is not something we do. Praise is something that we live. We praise him. We magnify him. And we train ourselves to where we come to a point in our life when trouble begins to come our way. We say, God, I don't understand what's going on right now, but I give you praise because I know that you're still on the throne.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Then thirdly and lastly, we're going to praise God in all eternity. Revelations 5:5 said, one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Remember from the text I gave to you earlier in Genesis, when you read the word Judah in the Bible, you're reading the word praise. You ought to read through it sometime. Get you a Bible that you can read and go down through and mark all the times the word Judah is given in the Word of God. And every time it's there, just put a little line through it, write out the margin, put praise, and see what it does, see what it means. So if we do it that way in Revelation 5:5, he said, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of praise shall prevail to open the book and to loose the seals of trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, when we begin to praise God, we begin to loose the chains that keep us from walking in victory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many believe everything's under control?
Amen.
That's right. God's in control.
I look at our world today and see what's going on, and sometimes I want to say good night and morning. What in the world has happened to this country that we're living in?
Yeah.
I never dreamt it would be like this. I want you to know God still is in charge.
He's still in charge.
It don't look like it, but he's still in charge.
He's still in charge.
And everything's all right because the Lord is still mighty on the throne.
Yeah.
My wife made reference to her brother just a few minutes ago. Went 10 times to the hospital, drove 2.5 hours, 10 times to the Little Rock Hospital because they said, we've got a liver for you, only to be disappointed. Most of those trips were in the middle of the night. They would say, I'm sorry, but the liver is fatty or the liver's got a problem. They would say, you can go home. And so they'd release him at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, take that 2.5 drive. His sister would drive him back home 10 times. And he got discouraged and wanted to make funeral arrangements. Felt bad all the time. Hadn't driven a vehicle in over a year. Sold his truck. Didn't even have a vehicle. Just about ready to give up. Every once in a while, the girls would call me. My wife would come in there. They'd call her, and she'd come in there, and she'd tell me, she'd say, honey, you need to go talk to Gary. You need to go talk to him. He's ready to go make funeral arrangements. So I'd just go up, and I'd just go to cutting up and playing and picking at him and having a big time. Before I got through, he's laughing, and it just turned his spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Just turned his spirit because he got his mind off of his troubles and got him on the goodness of God. I want to tell you, no matter how difficult life is, and no matter what happens and comes your way, you can turn your attention to God.
Yes, you can.
You can know that everything's under control.
Everything's under
control. Because he's still in charge.
Yeah. Amen.
Now will I praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait till I get the victory. I'm going to praise him before I get the victory.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to rejoice. Hallelujah. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for all who have come. Pray, Lord, that you'd minister just now and help us, Lord, as we begin
Jesus.
To enter into this
portion
of service.
Yes, Jesus.
There may be someone in this room tonight, God, that needs a touch from you, that needs you to move in their life. I believe there's somebody in this room, Lord, that's got things going on that probably question why. God, you know the answer. You know the circumstance of the situation. Pray, God, that you would help us to pick up this little thought tonight and to praise you in spite of our story. In Jesus' name.